This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
All right, good afternoon. I would like to introduce the middle school 2014-15 cheerleaders. Sarah Alibra. Megan Bray. Lexi Bussman. Hannah Cooper. Bridget Dolliger. Chloe Hedrick. Madison Hendrick. Riley Jarman. Kylie Kennelly. Grace Martin. Mallory Mick. Mackenzie Mix. Brianne Mull. Jordan Picklesmeyer. Ambrosia Redmond. Callie Reynolds. Tess Rosentretter. And Madeline Wyatt. Ladies and gentlemen, the cheerleaders are coached by Mrs. Kim Henderson and Mrs. Carrie Scott Palmer. You're on, cheerleaders. Afternoon, I'd like to welcome students, staff, parents, alumni, and community members of CUSD 7. As we kick off our celebration this afternoon, on behalf of this school, I want to say many thank yous. Thank you to Johnny Ronald at Hicks Appliances providing supper for the players last night. The Black Diamond Days Committee for providing supper for the cheerleaders. Chuck Price from Victory Ford Lane. He paid admission into the state game for 90 middle school students. To Cravanias for paying a late night supper on Saturday, arranging all our escorts and providing the students with the Benelde Indian headbands. Subway for providing dessert for the players and cheerleaders yesterday and delivering all the food. Cavallo's bus line, especially a special note to Andy Barber for arranging the buses and helping to provide a discount on transportation. Mon Olive and Staunton firefighters who took time out of their schedule to escort our team out of town yesterday. To Mr. Tiemann and the unit office staff who permitted us to make this week a first-class event. To the middle school staff who are supportive of our kids in and outside the classroom. To our local media, Austin Peterson and Jan Dona, who are always there covering games and supporting our teams. To Terry Tote from WSMI, who helped make last night's game an historical event. Terry, I hope I'm able to listen to a recording of the game sometime soon. From what I understand, you had people from all surrounding communities, states, and believe it or not, other countries sitting on the edge of their seats with your extraordinary commentating last night. Thank you. Mr. Bert Nolwig. On the basketball court. In 1973, a group of Bunnell boys, Jerry Bousrain, Tom Verticchio, Don Garrett, Ron Manalia, Wayne Blevins, Paul Obertino, Mike Hemphill, Dennis Tarrow, Rick Bertinoli, Mitch Steerwell, Tony Lehman, John Lowley, Don Kanoki, coached by Mark Syme, and Steve Meisel, created memories on the court as they placed fourth in the state of Illinois. Boys, I'd like for you to present Jerry Bousrain, who's representing that 1973 team here today, with one of the pictures on the bottom of that card in front of you. Go ahead, guys. Jerry? Now, ladies and gentlemen, 25 years later, another extraordinary group of young men. Pete Visentin, Justin McKinney, Sean Emmendurfer, Kellen Kleiser, Aaron Cooper, Stevie Clemens, TJ Allen, Matt Eyde, Dennis Stauffer, Dusty Lehman, Adam Tommen, Corey Good, and Dane Gray. Coached by Kevin Gray and Andy Easton, also received fourth place in the state of Illinois. Gentlemen, would you present them their trophy? Here today to represent that 98 team is Adam Tallman and Coach Gray. Now, 17 years later, last night, in a little town in Winona, Illinois, the 2015 seventh grade boys of Gillespie Middle School made their own memories to share with all of us and to talk about for decades. Gentlemen, you created moments last night in the gym that most people can only dream of. You made history and set a precedence for Gillespie Community School District. You represented this school, this community, and your families with dignity, respect, and integrity. You had a dream, you fought for the title, and now you are the champions of the 7-3A IESA State of Illinois. You want to present the trophy.
Some people also, it's all the moms and dads that gave us anything we wanted and more, a lot of their attention. Mrs. Rosa Treader, who for the last 3 days have handled all the organizing procedures that had to go through, the cheerleaders who are always there through every game, we appreciate them. We need to thank Coach Gray and his basketball team. They practiced with us and made us better. Thanks a lot, Coach. The middle school students who came out in droves, who went all the way to Winona, Illinois, the place where Ms. Wilman never taught them, but where Winona, Illinois is. Thank you. And the high school students, you didn't walk past the high school person without them saying good luck. And I work in the elementary, so you needed to, you know, it's a big deal when you get 350 elementary kids telling you good luck and thank you right after you tie their shoes. A little bit here at the beginning of the season, we were not very good, and we lost to Jerseyville Catholic, we lost to Chatham. We took third place in our own seventh grade tournament. Since that, November 24th, we played Staunton, and we beat them by 17, and we haven't lost a game since. We got to the championship game, and we played the best that the middle school in 7-3 has offered to Teutopolis, Illinois. In the past 6 years, they made the state playoffs 4 times, 1 and 3 times, only lost coming to the Gillespie Indians. Part of the ingredients that made us successful in the state championship team was 10 physically gifted players. But as we went to Winona and played other teams, there seemed to be about 8 physically gifted teams there. That you can get them places and you can get those kids in different cities. But we also are intelligent, passionate, and competitive. They seem to dream a lot because they always quote ESPN and things of that nature. We also had moxie. We were not in the lead in half in any game that we played in the state finals. When we played St. Joseph, it was 9-0, and we haven't even crossed half court. We played Teutopolis, and we're down by 8, and we won both games. And the rest of my life, I'll be sharing a lifetime memory with 10 seventh graders, Alex, Bluegill, Frankie, Alani, a Chance, a Devin, a Milk Chocolate Thunder. An Anthony and a David and a coach named Stuart Ringer. I'm thankful and grateful for that opportunity. Congratulations, 2015 Gillespie Indians. Stay tuned.
Gentlemen, if you would now turn your chairs around, please. Thank you. I would like to introduce the mayor of Benilde, Ms. Gloria Cedar, with a special presentation.
You guys did what a lot of people want to do. And I've seen a lot of good athletes in this school. I coached here. They were on my court. What you did last night was a first for this community. You didn't quit. I called you the cardiac team because you gave me a heart attack. And I have a proclamation here. Proclamation from the city of Benilde, the state of Illinois. Whereas the Gillespie Middle School Indians 7th grade boys basketball team participated in and won the IESA State Basketball 7th grade 3A championship game against Teutopolis at Winona on February 12th, 2015. Whereas the Gillespie Middle School Indians afforded the members of the community a sense of hometown pride. Whereas the Gillespie Middle School Indian 7th grade boys basketball team supports student participation, which presents young people with athletic pursuits and life lessons, And whereas in 2015, the GMS Indians, because of their hard work and dedication, were the first team from the district to bring home a first place state champion title, now therefore, I, Gloria Cedar, Mayor of the City of Bunnell, Illinois, hereby proclaim the week of February 16th, 2015, Glisby Indian 7th grade boys basketball week. In witness whereof, I herefore set my hand and cause the official seal of the City of Bunnell, Illinois, to be affixed on this day, February 13th, 2015. Thank you, boys. You've made us all proud. Mr. Lorbo.
Boys, cheerleaders, make your way for that final escort.